Well, now it is our pleasure to welcome Celeste Smith from the Pittsburgh Foundation. She, along with Shonda McDill from the Heinz Endowments, have been leading an initiative called Advancing Black Arts in Pittsburgh. Hi, Celeste.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm happy that you're able to be with us today. And this initiative, I think, has been around for a few years, but it's really been more prominent this year from what I've been able to see. Is that correct?
Well, the initiative started as a joint investment between the foundations in 1988. I don't know if it's been more prominent necessarily. I think we've done a few more outward-facing events collectively, and that's probably maybe why you feel it a little bit more than previously. But yeah, it's been around since 88.
Yeah, I've seen and heard about so many artists that have benefited from this initiative over the years, and I think maybe people, I know a lot of folks have come to me telling me about what they are planning on doing. And I think sometimes we just begin to notice ourselves more, some of the great things that are happening. This is an opportunity, especially for artists who might not ordinarily have access to funding because they're not currently incorporated. I know there's small planning grants that are available, but larger initiatives too. Can you kind of explain what some of the possibilities are for people that might want to pursue this?
Yeah, I even like how you couched it, you know, centering on the one section that, you know, is a planning grant where you can have an idea and you just want to think through that idea. And then we get, you know, even more specific with different project streams. There's general operating support for larger Black-led institutions. There's individual artist support. There's residencies to be had at cultural institutions as well. Normally, we have a festival support stream of funding as well. This year, because of what the world is going through with the COVID-19, we did not, you know, support festivals in that same way. But also there's a part that talks about advancing the field where we dip into things like cultural criticism, audience engagement, board development, and things like that to help, you know, I guess what they call technical support to organizations or to the field. And then also we have project support that of a special nature, so things that are like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that come through. So we just try to be as responsive to the field to and offer as many ways in as we possibly could.
It's really a terrific thing. And the way I look at it, this is true for many, many people. You might have an incredible idea or, as you said, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to pursue something or make something magical happen, but you need some support in order to be able to make that happen. And everybody's time has value, and their work and ideas have value, and that's where the source of funding comes in to help people actually manage to further those ideas and concepts. Can you, I don't want to put you on the spot, but are there any projects that stand out from past years just as examples of funded projects to inspire folks?
You know, I'll stick with the theme of you know, talking about different communities and individuals who don't always get a lot of support. The Advancing Black Arts in Pittsburgh initiative is specific to Black artists who haven't, you know, ordinarily had the same access to funding. And one of the ones that stick out for me is an artist, it's a visual artist, Mikel Luna, and he is a queer artist that has, you know, focuses on, you know, the light in Black people collectively. And so he does a piece, like of his own technique of implementing light and paint and bodies and movement, and it's really quite beautiful. And again, from the queer community that is oftentimes not represented in funding. So that's one of the major ones that stick out for me. Last year also there was a young woman, her name was Deja Monet, and Deja is just like probably a college freshman age. and she was able to get her first grant and let out her first album this year. So it's really exciting to see, you know, even seasoned artists. Mikel is a more seasoned artist, and Mikel is an, I'm sorry, and Deja is an advanced emerging artist. And so it's good to see even that balance. And what I like about it as well is that Shonda and I don't pick who gets the money in terms of the projects. We always put together a diverse panel, and the panelists are experts from the field, and the experts from the field choose to elevate this, the Pittsburgh artists to celebrate their work.
I'm looking, too, I was reminded about Ricardo Robinson. I think it was Ricardo Robinson and the Black Box recordings that he did a couple years back is one of his funded projects. What's nice is, as you said, this has gone on for a while, and it fits into the Just Pittsburgh initiative. The Heinz Endowment and the Pittsburgh Foundation care about equity and opportunities for all voices. Now, there's still time to apply, right, if you're interested in the Advancing Black Arts in Pittsburgh program?
For this year, no. We open up for projects in March. This year was a little bit later because we found ourselves in the midst of a pandemic. But every year, the applications open up in March. And so, you know, it will be March 2021 for the next round of applicants.
Okay. It's still good. I know, as a nonprofit leader, that it's good to have this on your radar as far in advance as you can. And also, it's going to be good for everybody, whether you're involved in a nonprofit or not, to follow these activities so you can see what happens to this year's grantees and be aware of it. And the Pittsburgh Foundation's website, pittsburghfoundation.org, will have a link to the Advancing Black Arts in Pittsburgh program. We have a link that goes directly to it. And it's simply good to follow what's happening and to learn more about folks right in the region that are doing some creative, wonderful things. Is there anything else you wanted to mention this morning? I know the Heinz Endowments also involved. Shonda, as you mentioned, runs the program with you, and I'm glad you've got that panel. Looking at folks, that takes a little bit of the pressure off too, to make sure you get a fine, you know, set of reviewers to make these awards.
And I think that the last thing that I would like to say is that you know, a lot of artists were hard hit by COVID, and an artist particularly that benefit from this program were hard hit by the uprisings that we're you know, witnessing now, whether emotionally or, you know, physically being part. And I think, like, it's always good to think about how we can support artists always. And so, you know, if there's an artist that you love and you support, find that artist Cash App and, you know, send them a little something to help them get through this time. There's also, you know, ways that where you can donate money directly to the fund at the Pittsburgh Foundation to help Black artists advance as well. So I always want to always uphold the work that artists are doing and, you know, beseech us to support the artists and not just the artwork that they create.
That's really well said. And pittsburghfoundation.org is where you can find information. Thank you so much for being with us live and so early in the morning, Celeste. And here's to a good weekend.
Thank you so much. And anytime. Have a great day.
You too. That's Celeste Smith from the Pittsburgh Foundation.